Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your joyful host. It is fall. What a luxurious feeling. I live with no AC. It's only bad 2 weeks of the year, but now it's fantastic. Okay, special guest this week. Been waiting for this one a long time. An act called Not the Kid, Mr. Rob Longto.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. We were just talking about you being a Yankees fan.
Big time.
So they started off a little slow this year, but now they're in first.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. I'm getting excited. I didn't book any gigs for October because I don't want to miss any playoff games. So hopefully that doesn't bite me later on.
I got my October's all booked. You know, and there's actually nothing worse than doing a gig. Well, actually, it's not too bad now. But you're doing a gig, you've got the big screen on top of your head.
Yeah.
And you're in the middle of the song, and everyone's clapping, and you go, they finally appreciate my guitar
playing.
And you know that's not what it is.
Yep.
You know
I've done that to other people, and I do apologize, so.
So, Rob, Not the Kid. Talk to me about it. What does the name mean? Who's in the band?
Well, I play in a bunch of different bands. My friends and I have a label called Chowder House Records. And most of the bands I play in are metal bands or hip-hop or something. And I just started writing some stuff that kind of didn't fit in with the bands I was playing with. So I eventually was like, you know what? I'm just going to start recording some music on my own and having a separate thing. So I decided to do that, and the name Not the Kid is pretty uninteresting how it came about.
Great, looking forward to it.
My friends, it was short for Not the Kid You Grew Up With, which was just kind of an inside joke between my friends and I, and it kind of stuck. When I put out the first CD in February, I was like, couldn't think of a name for it, and I didn't want to just have my name on it, Rob Longto, so I thought of Not the Kid, and it's stuck for now.
So you have a CD?
I do have a CD. I have a five-song EP. It's called God's Last Name is Zilla, and you can download the whole thing at purevolume.com/notthekid. It's five songs, and I'm actually working on a follow-up right now, which should be done hopefully in the next few weeks.
Now, normally this is the time where I lift the CD up that you gave me.
Oh, well, it's in my bag over there, but maybe later on in the show or something.
Yeah, maybe if we're lucky. Okay, planning is everything.
Yes.
I do the show like the old Dean Martin show. You know who Dean Martin was?
Yeah, I don't know how he did his show, though.
He walked right off the golf course, no rehearsal, nothing, read the prompter, screwed it up, and then went home, and everyone loved it.
That's rock and roll.
That was Dean Martin. Okay, so that's Not the Kid. Now, interesting to me, metal and hip-hop. Is there a connection there?
I listen to a lot of different types of music, and a lot of the guys I grew up with do too. So we ended up finally, 4 or 5 years ago, finally starting bands instead of just messing around in the jam room. You know, I started a metal band with a couple of my friends. I played guitar in it. And then another one of my friends wanted to play, which I actually played drums in. And then one of my friends, who's a rapper, wanted to get something going. So, you know, we started as a live backing band for him.
So, now, is it a cover metal band or original metal?
Mostly originals. We play covers, but, you know, original.
Tell me the cover metal you play.
You know, some Pantera, Metallica, obviously, an underground band might people not know called Propane. We do a couple of their songs, and then, you know, Alice in Chains, Nirvana. So rock/metal, I guess.
Okay, but Not the Kid is not about metal.
Well, you'll hear it in the music, like when I'm playing, you know, some of the guitar parts and stuff probably wouldn't have come from someone who doesn't listen to metal, so. So it finds its way in there more often than not, but...
More often than not. Why don't you grab that guitar?
Okay.
Let's play us some songs, my friend. So just play, as we spoke, three songs. You can give an intro or not, whatever you want.
Okay. This is the first song on the CD. God's Last Name is Zilla. It's called 40 Square Feet. And when I used to work as a bank teller a few years ago, and it was honestly the most boring job ever. So when nobody was looking, I would just start writing lyrics on the computer, and wrote these lyrics, put the song together, and this is the one that everyone likes. So I'm going to start off with it. This is how it goes. Is a challenging game of chance. So can we get you to join the dance? 9 to 5 became 8 to 6. Takes a little bit more now to get my fix. Now everyone tells me I'm wrong all the time, but I still don't believe them. I feel like growing fine. Staying afloat with a promise or a no. Keeping my legs, but the government's got my head. I spend most of my life in 40 square feet. Is a challenging game of chance. So can we get you to join the dance?
Now that sounds like a heavy metal song. I mean, I could definitely hear it with two guitars.
Yeah. But the benefit of playing acoustic is you can just go anywhere and play, you know? You don't have to call up 5 people and ask them if they want to do something that night or if they wanted to book a show, so.
Yeah, but
it's a nice thing to have.
The downside is that then you play mostly shows with like 10 other people on the bill.
Yeah. And the other part, the big difference as far as when you're playing is when you're playing in really loud bands, you can play and you drown out everybody in the crowd. So even if nobody's paying attention, you know, you're drowning them out. So all you can hear is yourself. Whereas when you play acoustic, you can hear the people next to you having a conversation about, you know, something. So.
Well, that's interesting because sometimes the acoustic guitarist's purpose is to be oral wallpaper.
Exactly.
You're supposed to be there to make it soothing for them.
Exactly.
Sometimes you're supposed to be there for them to pay attention to you.
Exactly.
But I know me, when I do acoustic type gigs, it's very, I don't really enjoy being oral wallpaper.
Yeah, exactly. So you try to play louder. And
Well, I don't try to play louder. There's really not much you can do. It's not my forte.
Right.
So what's next?
This is one. It's going to be on the next CD that I'm finishing up, hopefully, right now. And it's called The Scene. It's a little bit weirder one. So check it out.
Just pictured SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, huh?
Yeah, just picture all those weird creatures underwater dancing around.
Cool.
Nice.
Maybe I should hire you to direct the video.
Well, could hire these people. I don't really know much about video.
All right.
What's the third song you're going to do?
This one's going to be called North to Roundabout, and I got the title because sometimes I was driving somewhere and the GPS said North to Roundabout. I just sounded like a song name. So
cool.
So here it goes.
Receiving calls.
you ever see Spinal Tap?
I have.
It's raga.
Raga?
I hear raga in that song.
I haven't seen it in a while. That's Is that okay. What kind of music they started?
Well, they were takeoff on the Beatles, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, very, very nice. What's great is you have a distinctive sound.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to a lot of different stuff, so I guess maybe, you know.
Well, that brings us to our prepared questions.
Okay.
Do you have an iPod?
I do.
So what's on your iPod?
Lots of different stuff. The most recent stuff I've added was... I just added the newest Beck album a couple days ago, Modern Guilt. It's very good. I recently got into Oasis a lot. And then I have all the metal that I keep talking about, you know, tons of Metallica, you know, Slayer, Pantera. I'm a really huge Incubus fan. My friends make fun of me for that. But
I've just got into them. I like that song, Drive.
Yeah, it's a great one.
But then I got...
I can't play anymore because...
No, but that's a great song. Yeah. But that's so unlike them.
Yeah. That happens for a lot of bands. The song they get popular for is the one that sounds the least like the rest of their stuff.
Someone gave me this album, though. What name some of the big hits? Because
the albums?
No, just name some big songs of
theirs. Nice to Know You.
Yes, that's the album I have.
Morning View?
Yes. That's a good one.
Yeah, my friends all make fun of me because they kind of went a little bit softer on that album than their previous lyrics.
That's soft? I feel pretty heavy.
If you check out their album Science, it's pretty hard rocking. So
that was their commercial album?
Yeah, that was the one where everyone besides me and my group of friends stopped listening to them.
Yeah, but that's the one that won platinum.
Yeah, exactly. I just saw them about 3 weeks ago. They played in Jersey, and I went on Ticketmaster the day of the show, got a sixth row ticket right in the orchestra. So it was
pretty
awesome.
Wow, so they're not doing well.
Well, the whole place is filled, but I always found it. If you go online right before a show, a few hours before a show, sometimes you can get a good seat.
Were they good?
Yeah, they're great. They got a lot of hits now. They played like 20 songs. Almost every song was a hit. So.
Wow. Another band that I like, you probably know, 311, 311.
311. I never really got too into them, but I know them.
Okay, Desert Island question. If you went to a desert island, which few CDs would you take?
Well, Metallica is like my all-time favorite band, so I'd have to pick one. It'd be tough to pick which one, but I'll go with Injustice for All. And Red Hot Chili Peppers' Californication might be on there.
Wow.
And then maybe one of the Incubus albums, Science or Make Yourself, would be up there. If not, awesome. Then The Offspring. Smash.
Now, Offspring, what was their big song?
You Gotta Keep Them Separated. Self-Esteem.
Yes, Self-Esteem. Yeah. I heard that on the radio like 2 days ago.
Yeah. That's on the album Smash I was talking about.
Okay.
Great album.
You know, I have a cover rock band, and I'm trying to add some newer modern rock tunes. So I've added like the Beastie Boys, Fight for the Right.
Yeah, one of my hip hop band actually plays that song.
Right, it's not a hip hop song.
No, it's not. It's a rock song.
Well, actually, what most people don't realize is it's a dumbed down version of the Deep Purple song. Bum bum bum.
Yeah.
Bum 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 bum.
Yeah, I hear
you. They just threw out half the riff because they couldn't play.
Yeah, but it's a good song.
Yeah, it's a great song. People love
that
song. And I've been doing some Ramones.
Okay, cool.
So where are you going to be appearing as Not the Kid?
I don't have any... unfortunately, I wanted to have a few shows lined up when I came on the show today. But I'm really been working on getting the new CD done. So,
well, people can check your website at any time, right?
Website, you can check out myspace.com/notthekid1, not the kid, and then the number one after it. Believe it or not, I wanted to sign on for myspace.com/notthekid, and there was already someone who had that.
But I'm not
surprised. It's not a band. It's not a band. Someone from Alabama or something like that. And also purevolume.com/notthekid. And that's where the CD's free download of the CD is. So,
let me ask you this question. You're under 30?
I'm 26. Maybe 27 by the time this episode airs.
What's your goal? What's your dream?
As far as with music?
Yeah. If music is your dream, maybe that's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough land out there. So, if I can't make it big in music, then I want to at least have a job where I can have a significant amount of time to keep playing music and recording and playing shows.
What do you think your best shot at making a music career is? Do you think it's part of being A, in a heavy metal band, B, a more easy listening format of music, engineer, producer, arranger, manager,
well, you
promo
know,
man?
I kind of came to the conclusion that if I can't be on the performing side of it, then I don't know if I want to be in the business, because it's not the best business to be in. But well, I'm a DJ too. We do our label does a show on the college radio station in Danbury, WXCI. Oh. We do a show called the Chowder House Hour on Wednesday nights. So that's cool too. But I mean, it's college radio. No one's exactly paying us to do it. So, but.
So you're a DJ, well, yeah, it was different. I mean, you know, back in the 60s, 70s, DJs actually had, commercial DJs actually had a tiny bit of choice in the selection of
yeah.
the music.
Yeah, I interned at a couple of radio stations, actually, and I realized that, you know, if I'm going to, that's why I haven't really tried to go beyond college radio, is because if I can't have a say in what's being played, I don't want to get up there and promote something, some band that I, off the air, think is terrible, you know what I mean? So.
Do you have a favorite station you listen to?
I would say WXCI.
Which is the college?
The Westcon station. It's really cool. It's, you know, it's, you hear something different every time you put it on. And besides that, I listen to sports talk radio, like, nonstop.
Oh, really? So you're into more than just baseball?
Football, hockey.
Is there a sport you don't like?
I capped it off after hockey. Football, baseball, and hockey, because I can't devote any more of my time to watching TV.
You may be a little young for golf, but you're not into golf?
Nah. Never even played golf. I hear it's fun.
Very, very interesting. So growing up, what song or songs first gave you the bug that you wanted to perform?
The first song I learned ever on guitar, I took bass lessons and I quit. I hated my teacher, and he was a total jerk. And
don't mention his name.
No, I won't. I won't. But he did get fired from that job eventually, I heard. So, and about a year later, I picked up a guitar at my friend's house and I learned how to play Nirvana, "Come As You Are." It was the first song I learned on the guitar. And
His songs are fairly simple.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. So that was a good place to start. I mean, my original teacher was trying to teach me "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star" and stuff like that. And, you know, it wasn't fun. So I started learning songs, and then I guess the first time I saw Metallica, which was July '96, I walked away from that show being like, I really wanted to play.
Now, what album were they promoting?
They were promoting Load, which I like. A lot of people don't like it, but they played all their older stuff too. So, just the whole show is just awesome. They were playing at Lollapalooza in '96.
So you went to Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
Did you like the whole Lollapalooza experience? Or?
It was all right. I was like 12 or 13 years old. So, but I did go to Woodstock '99, and that, besides the bands playing, which was awesome, the living experience was pretty terrible there.
Is that the one where they burnt everything down?
Yeah. Luckily, we left before that because, you know, but it was just really hot, and wherever you wanted to go, it was like a mile walk, you know?
And water was like $5 a
mile. Yeah, and like a little tiny sandwich was like $10, and so you kind of went the whole weekend in scorching heat without really drinking or eating anything. But I did see a lot of good bands, too, so it was cool. And then our van broke down on the way home, so...
And that, all that tribulation got you ready for a career in music.
Yeah.
Funny how that works.
Yeah. So.
Some people say that Metallica hasn't made a good album since the Black Album.
Yeah, and I have
and
many arguments.
And some people
arguments.
Didn't like that album either.
Yeah, some people didn't even like the Black Album. I pretty much like everything they've ever done, which, again, I get ridiculed for a lot, but.
Well, Rob, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
All right.
Thanks for coming down.
All right. Thank you.
We're done. Thank you.
All right.